The cocoa industry in the Volta region is bouncing back as the enthusiasm to plant the cash crop has made giant strides. About 200,000 hybrid seedlings out of an annual target of 420,000 seedlings have been planted in the region, compared to about 300,000 in 2010. The regional manager of the cocoa swollen shoot viral disease, Mr. William Mintawiafe, made this known at a farmers' rallies in Hohoi and Kejebi municipalities. We bring you a news desk report.
Mr. Riafi attributed the increasing zeal by farmers to plant the crop to government interventions and policies, including free seedlings, fertilizers, payment of bonuses, mass spraying, and the yet-to-roll pension scheme. Mr. Riafi said government's package totaling about 1,800 cedis was paid in two tranches for a hectare of cocoa farm destroyed due to infections, an additional incentive to the farmers to replant the crop and intercrop it with cassava planting and cocoyam suckers. The Eastern Regional Principal Technical Officer of the unit, Mr. Roland Takama, said swollen shoot can be attributed to the HIV and AIDS pandemic and urged farmers to be vigilant to detect strain developments on their crops. The regional manager of Quality Control Division of Cocoa Board, Mr. Rashid Adam, said Ghana's premium cocoa has been acclaimed the best quality globally due to its distinguishing characteristics of fermentation regimes. He said adherence to good economic practices, including strict fermentation regimes spanning 7 days, tendering processes and drying on mats, add the premium flavor to the commodity. Ms. Adams advised cocoa farmers to maintain storage of the produce in jute sacks and avoid using synthetic materials or storage techniques that would compromise quality and flavor. He said cocoa has anti-carcinogenic properties and other qualities which checks obesity, diabetes and hypertension, and urge the people to include it in their daily menu.
That was a news desk report on the revitalization of the cocoa industry in the Volta region.